This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Covering lots of different topics around the Umpqua Valley, Douglas County Commissioner Tom Kress, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So, last night, a big meeting with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife regarding their proposals for the future of the Rock Creek Hatchery and some other investments they were talking about. It was held at the fairgrounds. How many folks do you think were out there?
Oh, I think there was roughly 250 plus people.
And two and a half hour meeting, right?
2.5 hours, yep.
So other public officials that were there as well?
Commissioner Freeman and myself were there.
And kind of give us an overview of what was talked about.
Well, you know, in order to do that justice, we really ought to go back a little bit and do some history here. So prior to the Labor Day fires of 2020, the Department of Fish and Wildlife was operating about 17 hatcheries here in Oregon. 14 of those suffered damage from those wildfires, and four of them were completely destroyed, including the Rock Creek Fish Hatchery. At that time, the Rock Creek Fish Hatchery was producing winter steelhead, which were bred and released in the South Umpqua. They were bred in the North Umpqua there at Rock Creek and then released in the South Umpqua. And then they also did coho salmon, did the same thing, but they would be released in the South Umpqua. And then in the North Umpqua, they would breed and rear spring Chinook, which were released in the North Umpqua. And also they reared rainbow trout there. So that was all destroyed and during the Labor Day fire. So after that, they started using various places. They have most of the production we talked about at Coal River out on the Rogue, and then the Fall Chinook fishery they're doing out of Elk River. So there was quite a bit of talk. It's been almost 5 years, and we really hadn't heard whether or not they were going to rebuild that hatchery or not, and there was lots of different rumors going around and whatnot. But this year, when the governor's budget came out, there was a no line item for operating the Rock Creek Fish Hatchery. So it kind of looked to me like the writing was on the wall that we weren't going to have a hatchery rebuilt. And it had lots of historic problems there with high water temperature, and that wasn't going to be any better after the fires. It also had, because it would rear fish that were from a different river, South Umpqua, they had tendency to have strays that would get into where the wild fish lived. So, there was some political pressure to not rebuild it. A lot of the Native Fish Society, those folks didn't want it rebuilt. So the Board of Commissioners, when they saw that line item that said that there was not going to be a fish hatchery at Rock Creek, sent a letter to the director of the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and this is the Board of Douglas County Commissioners, to, we strongly requested that they hold a town hall in Roseburg to discuss the future of Rock Creek and let the citizens know, which were clearly asking us. So that's what last night was all about.
And so then was the meeting basically led by ODF staff?
It was, yeah. Actually, it was facilitated by an outfit called Willamette Partners, which is somebody that did a pretty comprehensive study for them. They did a study that kind of ranked all their hatcheries and where their weaknesses were and what their strengths were and what, would be detriments to rebuilding. And unfortunately, that study showed Rock Creek to be right at the bottom of the list because of all of its weaknesses. But yeah, they facilitated it, and Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife was the host.
And it looks like kind of a bit of a shift. What were your thoughts about the new plan going forward?
Well, yeah. So, if you'd asked me, just a couple weeks ago, if I thought there was a future for Rock Creek Fish Hatchery, I would have said, it doesn't look like it. And I was very pleasantly surprised that they have a plan. And that plan is to partner with, the Cow Creek Tribe to do a kind of a a dual rearing operation. So they're going to continue in, or they're going to resume spring Chinook rearing and breeding in at Rock Creek and on the North Umpqua, which is a North Umpqua fish, and also continue raising trout there. While they're going to partner with the tribe to do a facility down on Canyon Creek and right at Canyonville on the South Umpqua to rear the South Umpqua fish, which would be the coho and the winter steelhead.
So would this be a new facility down there, or is there already one in place?
Well, they have an acclimation pond there. That's what where the winter steelhead from Rock Creek were original would be taken to acclimate to the South Umpqua and whatnot. But, yeah, they would have to build new raceways for the fish. They would have to build a chiller system, which they talked about. That's because the water temperature at times on Canyon Creek would get too warm for the fish to survive. So they've got a pretty good elaborate plan that the tribe has come up with to recirculate most of the water. So they would only have to chill just a little bit, which is quite expensive and power consuming.
And so it looks like kind of spreading it around multiple places a little more.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. In fact, I should mention that initially, their first go at it, they only want to do half of the spring Chinook at Rock Creek, and they want to continue doing half of the spring Chinook down at Coal Rivers. And that's so that you're spreading that risk out, and you're making sure that everything they think is going to happen is going to work. That way, they don't put all their eggs in one basket. So yeah, they're going to spread it out a little bit. I didn't mention they're going to do the fall Chinook because folks follow them too. They're going to continue doing the fall Chinook, but they're going to do that. They're going to rear them and raise them out of the Elk Creek Fish Hatchery over on the coast, and then release them in with the STEP program in Winchester Bay.
So what were your thoughts about doing this, or maybe even what they talked about in terms of what led to wanting to do a partnership with the tribe?
Well, you know, we kind of thought all along that if it was a big deal to all the tribes in the area that they have hatchery fish because they have in their culture a subsistence fishery, which really is difficult on wild fish. So we kind of figured that if the hatcheries were going to go forward, the tribes would have to be involved, and so I think it makes pretty good sense because one of the problems that Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife is having is a budget shortfall. So this kind of supplants that a little bit, allows the tribe to take some ownership to it and put it on a facility that they'll run. And it kind of eliminates some of those problems like I was talking about with strays, so that they no longer have to worry about those, winter steelhead getting up into the North Umpqua into areas that they didn't want them to be.
Now, you mentioned a couple weeks ago you would have thought the future for Rock Creek was kind of grim. What do you think caused the shift there?
Well, I think there's clearly been a lot of pressure. I will tell you that, I don't know how much, pressure that they listen to pressure, but there's been a lot of different pressure from different groups. I know that, I've got the chance to testify in front of the legislature up there a couple different times on rebuilding the Rock Creek Fish Hatchery. And I think that the tribes bringing to the table, and it was actually all of them that started to bring some pressure to bear on the Fish and Game Commission. I think it made them realize that they better take notice, and it was important because they listened to a lot of different people, and it was important they heard for in-basin rearing, not to take fish from a different river system, plug them in here and call it the same. And, that's what they were essentially doing with Coal Rivers. And after the Labor Day fires, Coal Rivers has been producing about 50% of all the fish released in the state facilities in Oregon.
All right, we're going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. County Commissioner Tom Cressley, interview a podcast after what at 541radio.com, 1245 and News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1, live from Salem tomorrow. State Representative Court Voice, scheduled to be on Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Tom Kress with us today talking about the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife meeting regarding the Rock Creek hatchery and other related items last night. You know, the Archie Creek fire, I was thinking this morning, getting ready for this, I mean, we're 4.5 years ago that took place. Did they address at all why it's taken that long to get to where we are right now?
Yeah, they did to a certain degree. You know, there was things like, you know, they did this study that I was talking about at the top of the show where they wanted to kind of have a look back at what they needed in hatcheries in Oregon because it damaged so many of their hatcheries. They're looking at a major rebuild. And they also, you know, wanted to just touch base with communities to understand how important hatcheries were to the community because they had an idea, but they didn't really weren't really sure how everybody else thought about it. But I think the other part about it is they didn't know where they were, what the funding was going to look like. You know, they had to go through a process in order to qualify and get insurance. They had insurance on particularly Rock Creek, that's the one I know about. They had insurance on that hatchery, and they've received that now. And that was something they had to go for first before then. Now they can actually, once they rebuild it, they actually can go after FEMA money for the difference.
And that is a big element there when you think about just a typical consumer situation and you think about, you know, spending a couple of months to get insurance taken care of on something for your house or your car or whatever. When you're talking about massive infrastructure, obviously that's going to be a long process.
Yeah, and, you know, they had to figure out in today's world how you build a modern fish hatchery at Rock Creek with the challenges of water temperature, which, you know, they've been pumping out of the North Umpqua for a couple of years, but even that has raised to a point where it was becoming challenging. So they, you know, have to chill the water. They knew they were going to have to do that. And, you know, their estimates were going to be at Rock Creek to do the full meal deal like they were doing in the past and do it well. It was going to be a $45 million project. Well, the insurance only kicked in about $15 million. But a hybrid project like they're doing now, where the water temperature won't be as critical in the months that they're actually doing some of that work, you know, made a lot more sense from a dollars and cents point of view.
So does the Rock Creek hatchery then essentially remain right where it is?
Yeah, if they continue doing that, there's stuff there. The raceways are still there. Some of the, you know, that's the concrete pens that they have the fish in. You know, the Rock Ed educational building was left untouched, amazingly. Everything else is scorched earth, and that building didn't even get touched. So, yeah, it would be right there. They would continue doing as they had in the past. They would pull out of Rock Creek when the water temperature was okay. Then they'd have to pump the water up out of the North Umpqua and the rest of the time. And, yeah, they'd operate it just much the way they did before, only on just a reduced level.
Now, what about timelines on this? So they've kind of laid all of this out last night. Where does it go from here? And did they give an expectation of kind of a timeline?
Well, only in a rough sort of way. So they have some hurdles to overcome. One, they might have enough insurance money to get Rock Creek rebuilt to the point that we talked about. The tribe's going to be able to access some money that they could get from a different, you know, a different pot of money that the state can. So they may have those two, the infrastructure money, you know, figured out, but they don't have the operating money. As I said earlier, they have a zero budget line item for this hatchery, so they can't operate it without something. So to the rescue comes one of our local senators, David Rock Smith. He's introduced a bill, I think it's SB 512, that gives a two-year funding for the Rock Creek Fish Hatchery to get them through this biennium. And, you know, that's got to basically pass before they can go any further. So they got to know about that. Otherwise, they've got to figure out how they can, you know, operate it with no budget. And they'll have to go back to the drawing board for some other way of doing it.
What kind of audience response did they have last night?
Well, you know, I'd say it was positive overall because I think, like most people, like myself, they didn't think that there was much of a future at Rock Creek because they'd sort of been told that. But So to have the opportunity to have some fish there, knowing that maybe in the future that would be, a possibility of expanding upon that, I think was met well. There was also lots of questions about other things that, kind of detracted for a little bit that are the negative comments that follow the ODFW wherever they go. There was comments about the summer steelhead program there. That was discontinued and had nothing to do with the Rock Creek Fish Hatchery burning down. But that program was a political decision that the Game Commission shut that program down, and they had to answer a lot of questions on that and what was going on with that.
Now, does the county get a formal, for county government, a formal kind of weigh-in on this opportunity?
No, they don't. You would have thought, especially after we sent that letter a month ago and some of the testifying that we've done and some of the, we have sort of a, sometimes contentious relationship with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Don't mean to be, but it just happens to be that way. We have different interests sometimes, and we have an open dialogue with them. You would have thought we might have known a little bit about this ahead of time, but it was absolutely a surprise to me. I learned about it just, 4 or 5 days ago.
And they go through the meeting last night. I don't know if they're planning other presentations, but did they kind of say what was next?
Yeah, and the next step is they're going to watch closely that Senate Bill 512 I was talking about. That'll kind of be a milestone for them. And then they're the tribe, meanwhile, is gearing up their program to do that. And they aren't using any of that money, so that part of the program could go forward even if they don't get the money to operate Rock Creek. But the sentiment of the crowd last night was kind of one of those things. Well, you get the thing built, and we'll figure out a way to operate it. And it was they got a pretty strong message that Douglas County is kind of a can-do place, and one way or another, that if as long as the political winds don't blow the wrong way, we'll get her done.
Well, and given the North Umpqua in particular, I mean, being something that's known about worldwide and having a lot of attention, a lot of tourism, a lot of folks wanting to come out here and check things out.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that, though. So most of the attention on the North Umpqua outside of this area, or a lot, particularly outside of Oregon, is for this native fish population. That's what this world, it's world renowned for. And that isn't necessarily compatible with hatchery program, so there's almost two different kinds of fishermen, so the tribe said it pretty well last night. They have what they call a all fish, take on the thing, where they care about all fish, whether it's hatchery or wild. They just want fish in the river. So, that they kind of bridge that gap between the two competing, styles of and wants among fishermen. So, yes, it is world renowned, and it is certainly locally renowned within Oregon, even for its hatchery programs.
Now, let's see here. We were talking about the timelines there. So it sounds like it's kind of, this is going to be, we're 4.5 years into it, but we've got a few years to go probably.
No, I don't think so. I think they can rebound on the program they're talking about pretty quickly. That, in fact, the Senate Bill 512 was talking about basically the biennium of 25-27. So, the years 26 and 27 to do this work to operate it. So I think, if they don't have to put significant infrastructure in place and, up at Rock Creek, which I don't think they will, the program, the way they're doing it, I think they can move pretty quickly on this.
All right, out of time for today. County Commissioner Tom Crest, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside. inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.